Hello, I'm Andy Shears. I'm the owner and chief of creative at Muncie Map Company.
My name is Sarah King, and I'm the sales and clients relations manager at Muncie Map Co.
Phil, he approached us and said, you know, hey, how could we work on something together for the next pledge drive? Create a piece of artwork that's unique that we could use on like t-shirts and other gifts, but that would be an exclusive that would help basically encourage people to become IPR supporters. He and I had talked about was reach. Here, IPR has four different transmission sites. What would that look like on a map? Out of curiosity, I pulled up these old-fashioned, super old-fashioned, but digital maps. So they look like they were made in like the 1990s, you know. And I noticed that if you turn the image just about 45 degrees and just fudged it a little bit at the bottom and a little bit at the top, it made a heart. It's showing it in a way that most people aren't used to seeing. You know, everyone is very used to a map being north is up. A very northwestern European mindset, because most places, you know, it wasn't traditionally that way with maps. I mean, in fact, orient as a verb, to orient yourself was to put the east side of a map, the orient, at the top. That's where that language came from. In one image, it kind of gets all of the places that are most relevant to IPR as listeners and being able to listen to it in one kind of cockeyed looking presentation.
I feel like this project made sense to take on because one of our main goals is to create a sense of place. And I feel that IPR does that quite well as well. And though the towers are spread out and cities are so different and such, we all have one sense of place, and that's Indiana in some way, but is the knowledge of the weather and hearing the news, and there's a community there. And we intend to foster community in Muncie, but I just saw common goals there. We love IPR.
Yeah, we love IPR, yeah.